Now he says in verse 25 something else that may sound very strange to us today. He says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. Now, what did he mean when he said that? Well, this is another great miracle he's talking about. There are two kinds of life, and they're put in contrast here. There is what is known as psychological life, the psyche. And that life enjoys the things of this world, and it finds satisfaction with the things of sense. And it has to do with the gratification of the senses. And you can whoop it up, you know, with this life down here. He that loveth his life, that is this physical, natural life that you have. And friends, you can whoop it up, you can drink it up, you can take drugs, or you can really paint the town red. But you know what's going to happen? One day you're going to die. And that's it. You'll lose it. You're going to lose it. I'm sorry, but you'll lose it, friends. I heard of a Baptist preacher down in Texas years ago. He was sensational, very sensational. And the rich man of the town, who was a church member, but he had broken every law of God and man, living in sin, drinking, drunkard. And they asked this preacher, he was an outstanding preacher in the town, to preach the funeral. And all the rich came. And there were a lot of them there. It was in an oil section of Texas. A lot of the rich there. They were living high. The fast crowd, the jet set, they were there. Now, this preacher did something I wouldn't do. And maybe I should do it, but I'd never done it. I never would do it. But you know what he did? He preached a gospel message. Then he stepped down to the casket, and he preached on the fact of what sin will do for an individual, that it'll finally send a man to hell. And I tell you, they were getting a little uneasy, those that were sitting there. When he stepped down to the casket, he says, I want you to come up here and look at a man that's already had it. His life's in the past. He's lived it up. He's through. He despised God, and he turned his back on Jesus Christ. And then he looked at that crowd and he said, this is the way that each one of you going to end up unless you turn to Jesus Christ. Now, friends, that's making it very plain, maybe a little too plain, or maybe it's the way it should be. We need to tell it like it is today. And so here, our Lord is saying that he that loveth his life shall lose it. If you live it up down here, you'll lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world, and he's making a contrast here, it means that you do not live for this world or the things of the world. You keep it under life eternal. And eternal life comes what? Through the death of that grain of wheat that fell into the ground and rose again. And that grain of wheat's the Lord Jesus Christ, friends. Now, that's the way that you can save your life, and the only way that you can. This is a tremendous statement that he makes here.